Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are, or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, everyone. It's the Brad and Body Podcast. What a week it has been, my friend. Botton, we are finished with round 17. We are finished with round 14. It was an unbelievable hoops fest. Man, I missed it and loved every... Not missed it. I mean, I missed being there. I loved every bit of it. Yep. And wow, we have so much to talk about, my man.
Yeah, I think your wife wished you'd been there too. That would have been 4 days you didn't have to put up with it.
That's not the only thing she wishes I wasn't around for.
it was pretty good. I think the games were quite entertaining, both the men's and the women's games. Yep. And I think we've got a bit to talk about. Let's hoe in.
Well, let's do it. Let's start with the WNBL. There were some interesting games. A couple of upsets, I think we could be fair to say. So we'll start off with Perth beating Bendigo. Whoa, that was a ripper of a game. I really enjoyed that game, starting the first game at the RAC Arena, obviously, yep, for Hoopfest. Yep. Then Geelong beating the Flames, not a shock. Southside beating Adelaide.
Back up. Geelong beating Sydney by nearly 30, 28.
That's a shock.
That's the part that surprised me.
Yeah, I just thought with Loz Nicholson, you know, that was too hard. But, yeah, they really missed her. Yeah, that's a good one. Southside Flyers beating Adelaide. Townsville getting up against the Caps. That was a good game. The Caps bouncing back, beating Adelaide. And then, I don't know if you call this an upset, but I certainly didn't think it was going to happen, Townsville beating Perth.
Yeah, which was a six-point game and there wasn't much in it. So, you know, we have got Townsville, Perth and Bendigo.
Let me ask you this. Are Townsville getting top spot after that win?
I think that's the way it's going to pan out, which will give them that little bit of an edge. But I at this stage, you know, like I've been prepared to sort of think, well, Townsville without Lauren Cox maybe comes back, and Bendigo without Casey and without Mariana Tolo maybe come a bit. But, well, they're not.
They're doing really, really well. How good is Reece playing for Bendigo?
Yes.
What about those threes, man? Yeah. She was unbelievable.
She really took it in hand.
Was it five or six of them from memory? Hang on, I'm just, I'm sure it was five or six. So she was phenomenal. Five or seven. There you go. I knew it was something. Yeah. I was just looking for the stats there. Five or seven, 16 points in just under 30 minutes. Brilliant. Brilliant
and
game.
And she's going against Han Xu. It's not like she's going against Chuck Lewis.
Absolutely. You know, but it's interesting, isn't it, that you can just drag her out and that's the day and age of this game. But I just want to say, like, I've watched that game. A couple of things. Number one, the respect from both of the coaches. I don't know if I've seen that in a while. That was really, I thought, really nice. You could see they had the utmost respect for each other, and they were two great teams. And something really noticed to me, Boddy, and I know I've said this to you a lot, I really enjoyed watching them run a set, say, identify a player, and that player got the shot. So in other words, five women on the court ran a play to get that person, whether it was Amy Atwell coming off a down screen to shoot a three, whether it was Kelsey Griffin doing what she did because she opened the quarter amazingly and shooting the way she did. Wow. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed that.
That was a very enjoyable game to start the whole Hoops Fest off with. Yeah. Really, really was.
Yeah, yeah. What else sort of took you? Geelong, whilst it was a shock, it wasn't a shock. So, you know, I don't think there was anything major.
I'm thinking about the Geelong fans and the Geelong fan base. If they had had Alyssa Pealey the whole season, she goes for 28 and a very high percentage.
Seven McKenzie assists Holmes, as well.
Mackenzie Holmes goes for 28. You know, you're sort of going, well, if they'd had both imports all season except for that, that's like the first time that they've both been fit and healthy. Mackenzie Holmes has been okay, but even Alyssa Pealey's come back from injury and then been ill. So, like, if they'd had that, and then you roll in Gemma Potter, who they lost early. You don't have Shiloh Hill out injured at the beginning. And you sort of go, if that
what
team
could have been.
Yes,
what could have been.
Exactly, right. No, so I expect them down the straight to maybe get a few more upsets.
You don't want to be playing them right now because they've got absolutely nothing to lose. Look, I thought the South Side against Adelaide was a good game, but, mate, Adelaide's second half, they scored 9 and 8, 17 points in a half.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get players.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's some issues at that club at right at the minute. I really do. I think there's
There's got to
some
be.
problems. I mean, they got rid of a coach who in Karen Mitchell, who was doing quite well. She was 3-4. I think they're what 2-11 since then, or something like that. I think there's some issues there that need to be resolved because they've got good backing right now. They've got good money behind
it's
them, and
not
they're looking.
bad. It's not a terrible team. I don't know what it is. Like when I say I don't expect them to win it, but I didn't expect them to have 17 points in the second half.
Yeah, that's what we call piss poor.
Yeah, absolutely. Townsville, I thought the Caps put up a good show, but just not enough.
You're going to get that. And I think in the last quarter, you sort of like, can they keep producing? Because they had three really good quarters.
And the answer was no, they scored
yes,
five.
Yes, exactly. Not even a field goal, Brad. Yeah, it's all free throws. So it's like is that Townsville's defence or is that just Canberra hitting the wall? I think it's a bit of both. Bit of both.
Yeah, I do. But Canberra backed up against what we've spoken about with an Adelaide. And then that Perth-Townsville game, I just, you just never want to say it was just unbelievable game. But Townsville, that is a big win on the road.
Yes, it is.
That's
yes,
a big win.
That sort of compensates for when they drop one at home, like, say, to Geelong, one that they never really expected Townsville lose at home to Geelong. That picks it up. You know, you're back,
if I
you're
ask
back
you right
you
now, who's
be.
The MVP of the league? Who are you saying?
Izzy Borlase.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Don't get carried away with the commentary on Courtney Woods. You know, I know she's having a great season, but realistically, the ones that have stood out are Izzy Borlase, Mackenzie Holmes, and consistency with that Perth team. And the consistency has been Annalee Maley.
Yeah, so, you know, man. Yeah, I agree with that. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's go. Before we go, can you give me your best moment? Let's do that. I was going to say before I was going to ask you who's going to win.
My best moment is actually a coaching moment with Geelong with 3.3 seconds ahead of half time. 3.3 seconds. Geelong's got possession in the backcourt. Chris Lucas, the coach, subs in Jazz Shelley, who has thrown a basket like this before, but he subs her in, they pass her the ball, she takes the dribble, she shoots it, three-pointer, which she did previously, I think it was against Townsville when they went to 20 up at halftime. And I didn't give her the play of the week that week because that was a week Nadia Poch hit the game winner over Perth.
Right.
So this time I've got to go, that's my play. That was an excellent play. What was yours?
Mine, I want to give it to Alex Cipitone. All right. Yes, I got a bit of love for her, you know. I love her. But 150th game, they're playing decent basketball, but they could lose that game.
Yeah.
And I thought the even commentator said a good thing. When they need to get a score, you go to her. And then she did this miraculous layup, which was just fantastic. What was it? I think 15 seconds. I don't even know how long ago, but it was minimal. And that put them up for the four. And you
four,
could just up by four, sorry. And you could just see the air just pop out of the opposition. It was done. And I just remember sitting there and going, yep, that's my body. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to say that's my player of the game. I just sat there and thought, good on you on your 150th. It was really cool.
Just quickly, and while we're talking about Alex, you know, the Burger Boss, our man Joseph Kaur, our former producer of our show, was in town this week. So took him along to Burger Boss. Oh. He said that's the best burger he's ever had in his life. So
you know the only thing I'm really disappointed in? I'm a bit angry at you and Burger Boss because all I ever wanted to do was go there and have a hot dog, right? And they got great hot dogs. And I thought to myself, no. Everybody keeps telling me about these bloody milkshakes and hamburgers. I'll have one. I'm telling you, people, get down to Burger Boss. That was one of the greatest hamburgers I've had. It was fantastic. Cha-ching. All right. Okay.
Player of the round,
please.
Mine is Ali Wilson, two outstanding 26-point games, one in a narrow win, one in a narrow loss. I thought she was outstanding, hit big threes, big threes, especially at the end of the win over Bendigo. She was just huge. How about yourself?
I can't go against Courtney Woods again. She was great. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists versus the Caps. And then for her to back it up against Perth, I thought she was great as well. 17 points, 9 rebounds, 13 assists.
Yeah, now I didn't mean to be dismissive of her as an MVP candidate. I think she's definitely in the discussion. But you also got to remember that she's had a couple of games that weren't that great and also had a couple. Well, I think she's missed a couple with injury. So, you know, that might
just to be fair, I agree with you on MVP. So I'm, you know, like that. Yep. That's like saying, and you know, if we talk the men, Nathan Sobey was MVP. I'm a player of the round last week for me. He's not MVP of the league.
Yep.
Right. You can have good weeks, and Courtney has had some amazing.
Yes, I just
think over the season, Izzy is 100% in my opinion, and I know you agree. Yeah. So I don't like giving you kudos, but yes, I agree with you.
How about how about we quickly have a look at this week's round 15?
Yeah. Let me ask you those winners as we go now. Oh, sorry, who's going to win? Right. So we're starting. We're recording this. Bendigo versus Southside. I'm going Bendigo.
Yep, likewise. And also Bendigo to beat Canberra back up against
Canberra. Is interesting 2 days later. Interesting draw. So, but, you know, Anyway, they're on the road. Geelong home against Adelaide. Can't see Geelong losing that.
Yeah, I got Geelong for that.
Southside having to go to Townsville. Townsville. Yeah. Flames versus Perth. I'll be there to watch that. I'm looking forward to it. Perth to win that.
Say good day to Chipper while you're there.
I will.
Canberra, Bendigo, so they get to play them twice this weekend.
Yeah.
Once at home, once away. I think Bendigo is getting both of those, though.
Yeah, agreed. Can't argue with it. And I think Perth win double this weekend and beat Southside.
I tend to agree. I think that's it for the WNBL for this week. But
well,
it was
good luck, girls. Have a great round. That was a beautiful watch, and I enjoyed every bit of it. All right. Well, let's go on with the NBL.
You watched that one? Did you watch that in your old Sydney Flames bodysuit?
I thought, have you got a camera in my room? All right. those suits. Anyway, moving on. The NBL. Let's start with that. So Hoopfest, some interesting rounds, as we know. Look, I don't think there was any sort of major shocks. Nothing really came out of there. I thought there's some fantastic games. I really enjoyed them. What stuck out for you before we go any further?
I thought two disappointing results.
Yes.
One was Sydney beating Brisbane. Not the result itself was disappointing, but I just thought Brisbane needed to have a better crack than that. You know, when Sydney went in there without Xavier Cooks, without Matthew Dellavedova, they go into the game.
No Bull Quoll. No replacement there.
And then we want to keep going, no Kelly Le Pepe and no Jalen Adams from last year and no Cam Oliver, and we can go on forever. But you know what I'm saying? If you're going to get them, this is your chance to get them. And to lose by 15, I thought was a disappointing result for Brisbane.
I actually agree with you. I think the Perth, I'm a bit like that with Illawarra. I just expect so much more from them.
Yes.
They just look like an unhappy side that keep friggin' bitching about everything and complaining about everyone except the mirror. Right. Yeah. You need to look inside. Yes, they can get screwed. Yes, they can, you know, the free throw discrepancy. I get all of that and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what that's going to happen. But the body language is not good and they just annoy me. Not all of them. Saying all of them. There's just some. The Cairns-New Zealand game. Oh, geez. I thought Cairns are pretty poor body.
Yeah, that sort of happened after the Adam Ford incident, which we'll talk about a little bit later. The other game where I was a little bit disappointed in the result was the fact that Southeast Melbourne beat Adelaide by 19.
With
no Nathan Sobey. Yeah. I think that's a very poor effort from Adelaide. That's their full strength team, although admittedly it's John Jenkins' first game for him. But nonetheless, no Sobey. And Bryce Cotton goes for 30, though. I think he padded his stats at the end of the game. I think he got 10 late, made it a little better than what it was.
I don't want to use this as my rattler because I haven't. But did you see that they put a Nathan Sobey singlet on a chair like he wasn't there? And some people are like, "Wait, is he dead? You know, like what's going on?" Like it was just
they weren't wearing black armbands.
I thought that was a bit weird. Like I get it, but come on, man. Like that's just anyway.
The other thing I took out of this round was that if Torrey Craig is anywhere near what he used to be. Now, he's 35. He may not be, but if he's three-quarters as good as what he used to be, I'm starting to look at Sydney and Southeast Melbourne as maybe at the deep end of the season. They could be the ones facing off, which we never, ever would have predicted as recently as 6 weeks ago.
The thing that worried me about Adelaide, like let's talk, Adelaide scored, and you'll see where I'm getting here. They scored 23, 20, 26, and 20 in the four quarters, right? Phoenix, 31.
Yep.
22 okay, 28 and 27.
Yeah.
That could be the Achilles heel for them in the finals, and I agree with you. Sometimes you might be a bit too stacked.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're stacked, there are a few players in that that don't want to play defense. It's for other people to do. You know, I saw that with that Sydney team of a few years ago that we've talked about before that had Jerome Randall, Kevin Lish, Brad Newley, Daniel Kickett, and Andrew Bogan. People thought that's the greatest first five of all time. They're all like 32 plus, and none of them are going to dive on a loose ball. So you sort of go, no, that team isn't going to do as well as what you perhaps think it might. And here, Adelaide, I've been very impressed with Adelaide. I think they've been getting it together. But that performance just kind of go, oh.
The one that stood out for me is Adelaide shot 65 shots to Phoenix's 83. Now, they only had 16 turnovers, Adelaide, which is a little bit high. But what it is the pace of the game. Southeast are just playing so fast that they just keep getting shots up and shots up and shots up, and they keep going, and they're playing the percentage game, which I don't know if that's going to end up causing a problem in playoffs, but right now that didn't cause them a problem this weekend. And by them getting an extra 18 shots, they made 10 more than their opposition. You will lose by 19. That's what happens, right? Yeah. And you lose the rebound count by 8 because you're shooting poorly and rushing. They're rushing you into the shots. Bryce still got his 30. You know, I remember growing up, you know, playing, everything was about let Andrew Gaze get his 30 or 40, stop the others. Well, you couldn't always do that, right? But that was the game plan. They did that. He had 30. The next best was 13.
You had to keep Warwick Giddy below 3. The thing with Adelaide, though, is I think Zylan Cheatham is the only one that consistently plays defense. Consistently. Yeah. Everyone has a moment here and there.
What a guy he is, eh? I love him. Did you see his interview on the commentary?
No, I didn't.
He did an interview on a show, and he's just like smiling and happy and just so good. I thought he was great. I do want to give a shout out to Owen Foxwell as well. That was a 15-point game with 12 assists and 3 steals. I thought, if you're going to play, I do worry that they got Sobey, they got Foxwell, they've got Clark, they've got, you know, Glover. There's guys there that are score first people, which is not a problem. They're all bloody good at it, right? And sometimes you start to wonder, is there enough ball going round and everything like that? But I thought that was one of Foxwell's best games. I really did.
You know why there is enough ball going around for Southeast Melbourne?
Because they take 83 shots.
No, because they're in your face for 94 feet for 40 minutes. Mm. And so they're going to get the steals and the fast break baskets that will keep everybody satisfied because they're all sort of ticking the clock over. I think they play defense.
Jordan Hunter, I just love. I just love him. 20 points, 9 rebounds. You know, one turnover, that's it. I think he's a very, very smart basketballer. He's greatly educated, you can see. And you can just see with him and Glover and Sobey, they're the glue for this team. They're not letting anyone outside. All right, let me talk about
Hang
this
on, give me your play of the round and your player of the round.
Okay, well, I'll go with best moment of the first is the Tyson Walker half-court shot. I thought that was a bit of a dagger. I enjoyed it. I watched it. You could see the soon as he left it, you're thinking to yourself, oh, Tasmania, it's on its way. Yeah. And it just went bang, right? I am going to do one that is shocking, and that's the worst moment, and that's watching Magne go down with no one around him. That is a killer. Now, we haven't spoken about our top six yet, which we'll come to after this in a moment, but we'll talk about that. My player of the round, man, PJC, 17 points, 10 assists, 5 rebounds, 0 turnovers. Mm. 0, people. That is just phenomenal in a game where he has got the ball in his hands ridiculous amount of times.
Yes.
He's played 31 minutes. Sorry, he's played 31 minutes. Nah, got to give him it. It was 5 steals, Body. It was 10 assists, 5 deals. No rebounds. Forget the rebounds. I said that wrong. 5 steals, 0 turnovers. That's MVP round for me. Who you got?
I've got Ian Clark because I think Southeast Melbourne have been waiting for that version of him to show up. Now, I don't know if that he had more freedom or he got more shots because Nathan Sobey was out of the lineup for that particular game against Adelaide. But just the fact that he's gone for 27, he's hit 5 of 9 threes, he's found his form, and that's what they needed from him. So he was my player of the round. The player of the round was from the same game. It's Malik Lewis. He blocks a shot defensively at one end. A ball goes out to John Brown.
Awesome.
Belts down the middle. Yep, straight down the split line. They give it back to him. Bam, he throws down the wicked dunk. Love that. Yeah, Southeast Melbourne.
That was good. Big That was really good. Just a couple of things as well. Kareem Lopez, I thought he was great with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Sam Meninga, I'll tell you, he's having a year, but I've still got Flynn Cameron as my best, most improved. But geez, it's a hard one not to give Sam Meninga, but they're just playing really well. I thought Isaiah Brockington starting, you know, finally getting through, and Admiral Schofield, at least he started to bloody, you know, do something. But some awful news. Let's talk about the awful news from the weekend. And that is what we're talking about
in order.
With Will Magne going down. I also should add Rob Baker the second, Rob Baker, he has done an ACL. Now, I'm not sure if he's done it or it's injured, but I've been told he's done for the season. Big outs.
Sam Woodenberg.
Oh, well, yes, that's true as well. Sorry,
three big outs. All guys that are...
All three teams. Well, six, they're not, 11, Cairns aren't buying. Cairns aren't buying for the sixth spot, but all three teams. Right, you and I all year have been fighting about Tasmania and New Zealand. And I've said from day one, I don't think Tasmania make the six because someone will get injured. And if it's Will Magne, they're stuffed. Right now, I don't know if I can rely on New Zealand enough to knock them out. That's all I mean by this.
You definitely have Illawarra out of it.
Illawarra's done, in my opinion. Yeah,
so it's New Zealand or bust.
That, in my opinion, yes. I like Deng. I just think he could give them a different look. They might squeeze enough wins. I don't think they'll go deep. But without Magne, that's just awful news for Tasmania and him as well. He was having a great year, buddy.
Yeah, but he goes up now against Suarez when they play Sydney. He goes up against JaVale McGee when they play Illawarra. You know, it's a big ask of Majok Deng, who's not really a centre.
But he can step out and knock the three down.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where I think that could actually help them in ways. I've still got my six the same at the moment. Adelaide, Southeast, Sydney, Perth, Melbourne, and I'm leaving Tasmania in there with a very big question mark. What about you?
And exactly the same. But this round could be telling because if New Zealand could pick up wins against Southeast Melbourne and Adelaide, that's one and two. If they could pick those up, which we both think probably will think they can't. Mm. If they did, they're definitely back in the equation because I can't see Tasmania winning too many more.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do it without Baker, but you never know. All right, let me go through this round then. It's a fair question. Melbourne starting against Brisbane. Melbourne?
Yeah, you have to back
Melbourne. Southeast versus New Zealand?
You have to back Southeast.
Yep, agreed. Kings beating Tasmania without Will.
Yes.
Perth beating Cairns.
Yes.
New Zealand at home versus Adelaide.
That one could be a little dicey, but you've got to favour Adelaide. They're the top team. Had a great season. You have to favour Adelaide.
Agreed. Southeast Melbourne versus Cairns.
Southeast Melbourne should win that at home.
Tassie at home versus Illawarra.
That's a big one. That's a huge one because it gives Illawarra like a sniff. I mean, it might still be just a smell of an oily rag, but it's a sniff. So I'm actually going to go for Illawarra.
No, Tasmania for me. Okay. I just can't trust him. What a great Sunday of basketball. Sydney taking on Adelaide, Perth taking on Melbourne. I've got Sydney and Perth winning both of those games.
I'm going Sydney and Melbourne.
Ooh.
I just think Melbourne has to, you know, they got Tasmania by two, which was not impressive. It was not an impressive win.
It was a win, but it wasn't enough. Round out the week, we've got Australia Day. Brizzy playing at home against Illawarra.
That's the who cares game.
Yeah, exactly. I think Illawarra get that, my personal opinion. But I think it's going to be a very tough round for Illawarra. There's some ripper games there. I'm very happy. All right, give me a nasty.
Gonna have to pause here because I don't.
Let me go first on my rattler.
I
want to shout out to the NBL for Hoopfest. From the second that started, the best way I can say that to me is I wanted to be there. That to me was I felt FOMO. I wanted to be there. I wish it was going on. The screen, the noise, the atmosphere, the crowd were great. Everything that went about that, I'm just thinking you're walking around, you're seeing all players. Players are going to watch other teams play. Like, I just thought it was great. You could see all GMs were there, all, you know, NBA scouts, announcement of a next star. Like, I was really, really like, this is just awesome. I really, really liked it. And I thought, you got to give it, like, because I thought last year when we did it in Perth, I didn't necessarily agree with round one.
No.
What it was, I didn't love the time frames of the game, but the in women, round
none
one.
Of the women's none of the women's teams even had their full side. Not one of them had their full side last year.
And that's where you just thought to yourself, some people didn't even know it was on because it didn't start. It felt like the season started a week later, where I thought this was great. A lot of atmosphere, and also having it on during school holidays, people went out there. Tick. I loved it.
Okay, and that brings me to the Nodge Nasty, which was, what the hell was Allen Iverson doing there? I mean, seriously, was he the answer, or is he just a massive question mark? Because cut it out, Brad. I'm trying to get something out of it. Serious.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Anyway, I'm sure
our listeners know that his nickname was the answer.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, the reality of it is that if you're going to bring someone like that out, have someone that's engaged and interested, not just someone that's there to maybe pick up a check or something. I don't know. I didn't like that aspect of it.
Yeah, hard one. Well, that's it, my man. Thank you. Absolutely loved the week. Congratulations to everyone involved in the games. We're getting to the pointy end and we're loving it.
Just a quick one. Torrey Craig. Really looking forward to seeing him in action again. Look, I thought he was a terrific player, used poorly by Aaron Fearn back in the days in Cairns when he was the sub for Stephen Way, which, for crying out loud. And then he did better in Brisbane. And then to have that terrific NBA career, so pleased. He's one of my favourite players of all time. So pleased that he's back. And I hope that he's something like what he used to be. That's it from me.
Fair enough. We will leave it on that. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy. Have a great week. Thank you for all your messages and everything. We absolutely love it. We're having a ball with the Brad and Body podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, just quietly, thank you for your messages, but we're going to continue even though you're sending us those messages.
Hey, really, do you have a camera when I wear that Flames outfit, or is that just a joke? Because it makes me a bit nervous.
Yeah, what can I say? I tell you what, just quickly, do you think that if you say Salmoninga quickly, it sounds like it could be a bit of an illness, or I've got a bit of a Salmoninga?